exhausted.
That was extraordinary. What an epic.
Absolutely. That was an emoverload.
A what?
Emoverload.
An emotional overload.
Yes. Emoverload.
Hello, listeners. This is Adam and Joe. We're with you for the next 2 hours here on XFM London's 104.9. And have we got radio for you?
Yes, we certainly do. Prizes galore.
Yup, if you're a fan of prizes, then in the next 2 hours, you can win £150 million worth. That's an exaggeration.
Is it?
Not that much of an exaggeration, though. £150, are they worth these? Don't they? £130 worth of Professionals DVDs. That's right, the entire 57 episodes of The Professionals. Every episode ever made of Bodie and Doyle and the cars and the guns and the shooting and the... Was there swearing? Don't know.
There was breasts in The Professionals, wasn't there?
There was breasts.
Yeah.
There was breasts.
I was remembering breasts.
We're not sure what we're going to give those away for, but we've also got copies of a terrific, anime thing called Samurai 7. That looks really good if you like samurais and
is
anime.
Is it anything to do with Lucky Number 11?
I hope not.
Have you seen Lucky Number 11?
No. Do you think that... I hereby promise I will never, ever see Lucky Number 11.
But it's got...
Morgan Freeman.
It's got floor stars.
Floor stars?
It's got floor stars and five stars. Unfortunately, they don't go up to 11 stars, but if it did, they probably would have 11 stars. The poster's got stars all over it.
I tell you what, there's a text competition in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
The stupidest name for a film involving a number, or, you know, or an upside-down letter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Because that's a trend, isn't it? Putting numbers in the names of films. They did it in 7 for the first time, exactly. Replacing the V with a 7.
Except they didn't call it Sleven.
Maybe they should have. Maybe they'd made less money.
It's so rubbish, isn't it? 11 or 9. You could have, and it would have to be pronounced that way.
9. We got good music coming up as well. Arctic Monkeys in a second, The Charlatans, Gorillaz, The Streets, The Stone Roses, and Coldplay.
The Coldplay.
All just in the first hour.
Some a friend of mine the other day said, you're always quite sarky and nasty about Coldplay on your show. Mm. It's not very nice,
do you think
is it?
We're responsible for them quitting?
Yeah.
Do you think, single-handedly?
Yeah, they cut that bit
only
out of the
Brits.
Only
they're not quitting, they're just taking a break because they're tired.
Because of unpleasant comments on Adam and Joe's show on XFM, we're going to take a long break.
Yeah.
That was the unexpurgated
do you know
version.
What I say?
What?
Good.
Oh, don't be nasty.
Why not?
I love the Coldplay.
I don't.
I enjoy the Coldplay. What a day it is out there, though, in the streets of London, Joe Cornish.
Is it?
Yeah, did you go and see all the Mohammed fans in...
That was last weekend.
Trafalgar Square. There's more Mohammed fans
really?
There, yeah.
Well, good for them.
They absolutely love Mohammed. I like his early stuff, but I'm not so sure about the more recent bits. Music from the Monkees. There you go. The best British newcomers, I believe they were. Best British breakthrough act. At the Brits this week, and
now when they received their award at the Brits, hello,
there you go, sorry mate.
They did it by video, didn't they? Because they were too busy to turn up. But that wasn't one of them doing the talking, was it?
No, it wasn't.
It was one of their mates.
It was one of their mates to scramble our minds. They got one of their mates,
and the mate was a guy called Keith Murray,
right?
Not the rapper. Not the rapper. Oh. No, he's the lead singer of the of We Are Scientists.
Okay.
An American group who are on tour with the Arctic Monkeys at the moment, and they were playing a gig in Portsmouth that night, so they couldn't be at the Brits, and they taped their little acceptance speech on their tour bus, and apparently the people who taped went to film the speech didn't realise that Keith was not actually part of the Monkees. Mm. So they let him just do this sort of sarcastic American ramble about, what did he say? I've got it written down here. We're awash with emotion. Mm. We're aghast. We're practically discombobulated, he said sarcastically, as the others sat round guffawing like monkeys. I think you've got to make up your mind whether you're going to diss the awards or not. You know what I mean? Don't you reckon? Like, if you are...
I think they did, and they did.
Yeah, but if you have contempt, why not just
say, not show up at all?
Just don't bother.
Yeah. Do you know what I like? I really like the Gorillaz approach. I thought the Gorillaz thing was fantastic. You know, I've got amazing respect for the Gorillaz. I think that's the way to do it. Be invisible, but yet have a famous name. Put that guy's cartoons up front. Very clever. And then just to throw, what was it, 100 kids on stage having the time of their lives.
They didn't actually throw them on stage, did they?
I think they did. The cameras weren't looking at it.
Wow. That's the kind of thing that Michael Jackson would get very upset about, throwing children on stage.
But they looked so happy, didn't you think?
Yeah, they did. They were brilliant.
Like,
then.
Why just, you know, Damon Albarn, he's been to those things a million times. Yeah. So that's the right decision. I'll step back and I'll let 200 underprivileged kids in tracksuits have the little evening of their tiny little lives.
Were they all underprivileged, Joe?
Probably. Oh. They were probably terrible stage school kids from Anna Sher or something.
They did a good job, though. Yeah, and so they just radiated enthusiasm. It was a brilliant
spectacle.
They did
good clapping and good head bobbing.
Very good head bobbing. They made a wonderful sound. It's a great single as well. It sounded current, innovative. You know, by contrast, you've got Prince, who we both adore.
Yeah.
But he sounded like a man who's been in a box for 15 years and never heard any modern music. And it was just like, why was he there, even? He's not... Is he promoting one of his new internet albums?
Yeah, he's got a big new album out. He's very... Mm-hmm. He sells millions and millions of albums, Prince.
Yeah.
Listen, he's still huge.
I'm not putting the Purple Ponce down.
Only because he gives them away free with tickets to his concerts.
I mean, he made an amazing noise, certainly.
Yeah.
He was spectacular. And I would take him above the Kaiser Chiefs. Any day of the week, I've got something
What's the matter
throat?
With you?
I've got stuff in my throat.
So listen, let's do a competition soon. What are we going to do? We can either do an over-the-top special effect, or we can do crap commentary. Or we can do both.
I've still got things in my throat. I'll tell you what, let's do... Oh, I just don't know. It's a good crap commentary this week.
Well, let's do that.
No, I was going to say let's
save
that.
It. Let's do the over the top effect then.
Do the over the top effect. Nice one. Okay, listen. Here's the plan, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song now. This is a free play. It's by The Clash.
Right.
And it's called Safe European Home.
I'll pop to the bog.
You pop to the lavvy. We'll play some adverts and then we come back. We'll have our mystery sound competition.
Bog.
Here we go. There you go. It's the Gorillaz with Feel Good Incorporated. They didn't actually win anything at the end. In the end, did they?
They won my heart.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, they won mine too.
There you go.
So that's two awards.
So they did win something.
Yeah. Maybe. Do you think that's probably a better award than that guy who went up on stage with the Kaiser Chiefs was brandishing?
Oh, I didn't see that bit.
What was that all about?
I don't know. Someone does that every year. It's traditional.
So boring.
Stage invasion.
It was hardly Brandon Block. That was amazing, Brandon Block. I was thinking about that the other day, like. Can you imagine how happy his mate must have been? The guy who told him, like, hey, Brandon, your name's just been called out. Come on, get up on stage quick. And then when he actually did go up on stage, the guy must be thinking, this is the best day of my life. My mate is so stupid and wasted that he's up there on stage getting in a fight with Ron Wood. Anyway, so, Joe, what have we got now?
Competition time.
Competition time.
Where's the jingle?
Haven't lined up the jingle.
Well, let's not do a jingle. Let's just go straight into it. This is our new competition called Over the Top Sound Effects. We've taken a sound effect from a big, stupid film. All you have to do is guess what's happening. What's making this noise? The number's 0871 222 1049. Up for grabs are tickets to the XFM live session tonight at the Carling Academy Islington featuring the Magic Numbers.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Or you can go and see Antenna, the fantastic pop video retrospective thing at the NFT this Thursday. So brilliant tickets up for grabs. Here comes the competition. Here comes the noise. Shall I give you some context?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, this is from the film Underworld. Starring Kate Beckinsale.
I can still smell it.
And vampires.
Yes.
It is a big old pile of poop.
Yes.
However, at one point, Kate Beckinsale is sitting reading a very old book.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a sort of quiet atmosphere, quite a quiet house, the vampire's house, but it's a quiet night in for the vampires. So she's sitting reading a book, mainly looking at the pictures, because I'm not sure whether she can read, when suddenly this happens. Yeah?
A bomb.
Could it be a bomb? Call 0871-222-1049 if you know what that is the sound of. What's happening to make that sound?
Kate Beckinsale just lets off.
Play it once more? Can you play it once more?
Yeah, here we go. I've got to wait for it to cue.
Ooh.
It's a bit technical. Here we go.
What's happening to Kate Beckinsale? 0871-222-1049. If you get it right, you'll
win. Giving her an extra D in her name there.
Beckinsdale.
Beckinsale.
Is she called Sale?
Beckinsale, I think.
Well,
I wouldn't stake my life on it.
So there we go. And you know, you don't have to get it right, really.
Beckinsdale's where she lives.
We're not looking for right answers, necessarily.
It's like Emmerdale. Yes, sorry, I was just talking rubbish there. No, exactly, we want speculative answers, don't we?
Yeah.
And if they're, you know, if you can speculate amusingly and get the right answer, that would be an amazing double whammy.
0871-222-1049 to win those tickets for the XFM live session with the Magic Numbers or Antenna at the NFT on Thursday.
Yeah, call now. Now, Joe, we got an exciting piece of music to play.
Have we?
Yeah. This is The Streets. This is a new track from The Streets.
Ooh.
And it's called when you wasn't famous.
That doesn't make grammatical sense.
No, apparently it's the language of the streets, you see. And I think he's going down the Eminem route of just dealing with real life as it affects him, i.e. the problems of being a famous person now.
Okay.
So let's see what he has to say about it.
See, the thing that's got it off up now is camera phones. They're industry repercussions, Michael! I know.
That's good. There's a lot of swearing in there, though, isn't there? It didn't make much sense.
There's swearing and drug references. Which is pretty, I mean...
Didn't they backmask the drug references, though?
Not really. Well, rolled up notes and all that stuff.
Oh, dear.
And what's prang? You were so pranged up.
Pranged up. Listen, who is the CD UK star who he's sleeping with then? Or the a female performer who appeared on CD UK? Who is it?
You're assuming this is autobiographical.
Oh, it's got to be. Who is it?
Skinner can't.
One of the Sugar Babes?
Skinner can't make it up, can he?
Is it a Sugar Babe? Probably.
You reckon?
Kaisha. Mucha.
She's not a sugar babe anymore. One of them's dropped out.
That's true. Listen, shall we do this competition?
Yes.
This is our over-the-top special effect competition. OTT, FX. We've got some callers on the line. We've been asking you, what's happening to Kate Beckinsdale in Underworld when this noise happens? I will call her Kate Beckinsdale. I'm sorry, I've written it that way.
Okay, here we go. Now, who have we got on the line?
Who do we have on the line, Xanthi?
Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not bad, thanks. How are you guys?
Are you a fan of really bad vampire movies?
I'm a fan of terribly bad vampire movies.
Really?
Yes.
Have you seen the new one? There's a sequel, isn't there?
I haven't had time yet, no.
No. Who would have time? What sort of person would have time for that kind of crap? What's your guess, Steve?
Is it, by any chance, a werewolf crashing through a door?
A werewolf crashing through... It sounds like it, doesn't it? You want to hear it again?
That's a good guess, man.
That's a good guess, but it's wrong.
Oh, bugger.
You know, the sort of the clues in the competition, over-the-top special effect, the idea of the competition is whatever's happening does not justify that level of noise.
Think more boring, Steve.
Have another guess.
Ooh, is it the pizza delivery boy knocking on the door?
Hello, pizza! That sort of thing.
No,
wrong.
That's exactly it.
Xanthi, we were supposed to have lots of people lined up. We only got one caller.
We had lots of ringing.
Well, what did you do with the others?
I thought you only wanted one.
Get out.
Pack your bags.
Pack your bags.
Get
fired.
Out.
Xanthi's fired again.
Okay, Steve.
He's wrong. You're wrong. We told him he's wrong.
Yeah, he's just...
Yeah. Shall we give him the right answer? Do you want to know what is really happening?
Yeah.
I'd love to know. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that is the sound of Kate Beckinsdale seeing a drawing of a medallion that she recognises.
Really? The sound of sight?
So that's not even actually the sound of anything physical happening. It's the sound of her thinking and realising something.
Does it even go like over a Zoom or something?
Yeah.
Okay. The sound of Zooming. It's from the Edgar Wright School of Film.
Hey.
That's good. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying that every camera move has to have an explosive sound.
Yeah, but no, that's the sound of her thinking.
Yeah. Wow, there you go. So now you've been told, Steve.
Hey, Steve, do you want some tickets anyway?
Yes, please.
Do you want to go see the Magic Numbers tonight or Antenna on Thursday?
Antenna on Thursday, please.
Good choice.
Very good choice.
That's happening at the NFT, and there should be some availability if anybody else wants to get down there, and that's a showcase of the latest cutting-edge pop videos at the NFT on Thursday night, including the world premiere of the follow-up to Niz Loppy's JCB video. There you go. So that'll be great. Thanks for calling, Stuve.
Cheers, Stuve. Lots of love. Bye. Love you. So there you go. That's OTT sound effects. We've still got another competition this week. Maybe we should even hold it over until next week.
Oh, my God.
It's quite an amazing crap commentary that we've got.
Shall we have a record?
Yeah, let's have a record. Now, who is this? Who have we got?
Stone Roses.
The Stonies. You know what? I'm not sure it is the Stone Roses.
Are we dropping the roses?
I thought maybe of dropping the roses, but I can't remember what
it's going to be Coldplay.
What I replaced the roses with.
What a choice.
Oh, man, I don't remember.
We're stuck between a rose and a... cold place.
Hang on. Oh, you know what? I thought that as a free play... Sorry for speaking off mic there. That's quite rude, isn't it? I thought as a free play, I'd bring in a track from a band that was sort of fated, and then F-E-T-E-D rather than F-8. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then just sort of didn't really do much. I don't know if they're going to follow up with an amazing, spectacular album of nuttiness, but this is Junior Senior with a track called Shake Your Coconuts. XFM. Adam and Joe on XFM this Saturday afternoon. Now, we're debating whether or not we should have a crap commentary corner in this week's show. because we've got a lot of competitions, don't we? We've got your over-the-top effects competition, which we've just done. And then I was thinking we could have a kind of a text competition. I'm still obsessed by the idea of coming up with new words. This advertisers just don't seem to be able to do anything other than invent new words for their products. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, have you seen the Worcester sauce ads?
No.
Oh, they're dreadful. Anyway, I want to talk about those a bit later on. But let's play some more music now. Who have we got?
Stone Roses.
The Stone Roses with She Bangs the Drum. That's the Stone Roses with She Bangs the Drums. Drum, even. Just one drum. She bangs.
Now, it's... hello.
Thanks. Sorry, we're
lot,
using a different mic this week. And
it's all gone a bit... we're having a sort of technical breakdown at XFM. A lot of the machines are just simply very old and breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's time for movie and video game news, listeners. If you're a fan of The Godfather, then there's something exciting on the horizon. A video game based on the film The Godfather. Are you a fan of The Godfather, Adam Buxton?
Yeah, I'm not massive, but yes,
it's a classic. You'd agree that it's a classic film?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's an important film.
Important.
Historically important.
In what way?
Well, it's just one of the most famous films ever made.
That's true.
Yeah?
And it's got an amazing cast of people.
Extraordinary cast of people. And the idea of it being made into a video game, well, that's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's mystifying. What the heck would happen?
Okay, it's exciting, isn't it? And the people who are making the video game are a company called EA. They make all the James Bond games.
Mm.
At the beginning of their games, there's a sort of logo and someone who goes, challenge everything!
Yes.
If you play video games, you'll recognise that, well, slightly. Okay, so they've been given the task of making a game out of The Godfather. And it says on their website... The Godfather is one of the... I'm quoting here. The Godfather is one of the most exciting, dramatic and memorable works of fiction in the world. Yeah?
No arguments
from
me.
Our goal has been to maintain the legacy of The Godfather and empower players to interact in a world based on one of the most remarkable motion pictures of all time. So that's exciting, isn't it?
That's
the
very
thought
exciting.
Of actually being able to live The Godfather movies, Don Corleone and all the other characters, you know?
Vito.
Lucia Brasi, Sonny, Tom Hagen.
Yeah.
So let's hear a clip from the forthcoming video game of The Godfather and just admire how brilliantly they've captured the flavour of those films. This is a genuine clip from the new Godfather video game.
You order a cake or something?
The Corleone family wants to make sure your bakery stays safe, see?
You don't scare me, you Corleone scum!
Be a good little baker. Give me what I want.
Leave my bakery now, before I call the police.
You see?
That's amazing. They've really...
Classic scene of intimidation.
They've stayed true to the spirit of the
they
film.
They have, yeah. Isn't that brilliant?
Get out of my bakery, you gangster man, or I'm gonna throw a cake from my bakery at you, you man.
Do you want another clip?
Yes.
Here's another brilliant scene. I think this is, again, him demanding some money from somebody.
Listen, Emilio. The Corleones run this neighborhood. If you're not paying them, you'll pay the consequences.
Why should I even give you a dime? No more! I'll pay!
That's the end of that scene.
Was that you playing there at the end with a bit of punching?
No, that's all. That was just a demo. Not an interactive demo.
See,
it was just a movie.
Yeah.
But that's promising, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, The Godfather. They've really stayed true to the spirit of The Godfather.
All the music... That brings you back to Italy.
I like the way it fades in and out as well. When you approach a character, it comes in, and when you walk away, it goes away again.
That's a good line, though. You don't pay the money, you pay the consequences.
Yeah. And then, boo, boo, okay, I'll pay. Simple as that. Brilliant. That's the end of that, then.
Get out of my bakery, you gangster. You're a gangster. I'm going to call the police about it.
Should we play some Coldplay?
Yeah.
It's the mighty Coldplay with Talk. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We'll be back shortly. XFM.
That's Editors with Munich. This is Adam and Joe on a Saturday afternoon in XFM.
Is it text competition time?
Text competition time.
That's exciting. And up for grabs, if you win this text competition, are these very valuable box sets of Professionals DVD. Every single Professionals episode ever made.
Wow.
57 episodes.
57.
Uncut and digitally remastered.
Wow.
Yeah.
Commentaries?
Probably not.
Making of featurettes?
Probably not.
Surely.
I don't know.
You would imagine so. Did you ever watch a single episode of The Professionals?
Yeah, I used to love The Professionals.
Did you?
Yeah, enjoyed The Professionals a lot.
Wow, that was the rough boys that watched The Professionals.
Yeah, I was one of them rough
boys. Rough boy,
yeah.
Joe.
I also liked The Return of the Saint. That was my favourite.
That wasn't so much a rough boy show.
No, that was the gay boy show.
That was a girly boy show. So anyway, I was saying before about the Worcester Sauce ad, which you haven't seen, Joe, and Zanti
no.
hasn't seen it either, but I'm hoping that someone out there has seen these Worcester Sauce ads. They're very quick. They sort of sprinkle them, almost like drops of Worcester sauce throughout the ad breaks. There's like two or three. You know the way they do that sometimes? They kind of return to them as little stings.
Sure.
And it's more new words. We've talked before on this show about advertisers inventing new words, particularly for cars.
Not only do they want you to buy their products, they want you to speak their language as
exactly, well. Exactly, yeah. Put it in your dictionary, they say. Mm.
Big small, we were talking about.
Big small, yeah. Before it was all the Nissan Micra words like spafe.
Yeah.
Which was my personal least favourite. Anyway, Worcester Sauce have gone down a similar route, talking about putting a splish of Worcester Sauce on your food. And they've got some other words. Maybe someone could email in what the other words are. I tried to find them on the internet, but I was stumped. I couldn't remember. There's another even more annoying word than splish.
So let's get this clear. You want people to text in words like splish.
Yeah, basically.
Because splish is a word.
Splish?
Yeah, splish, splosh, I was taking the bath.
Yeah, but you can't
splish
separate splish from splash, though. Splish is, it's splish dash splash, splish splash.
I don't know, I would argue.
You can't just
wander
around
saying splish.
For the
sake of this competition, I'll agree.
Yeah. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just the application of that word to Worcester sauce. They obviously think that it's idiosyncratic and it makes me feel queasy.
Yeah.
Okay? And so I'm thinking, basically, I want people to get their creative minds, you know, get in the creative mindset
thinking
or the mindset
hats.
Of a creative in an advertising agency.
Okay.
And come up with some annoying words to describe other food products.
For example,
Marmite. Okay?
Yeah.
So what about just add a poop of Marmite?
A poop. Yeah,
how about that?
Might not shift many jars.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking this is the similar sort of thing as the Worcester sauce.
Okay,
thing,
keep going.
Because
another
I'm not going to buy
give
anything for a splish
give us
of
another
Worcester
one.
Sauce. Here we go. Why not try scrambled eggs on toast with an oozle of Marmite?
An oozle?
Yeah.
So are these specifically words to describe the application of a substance?
Well, it's got to be specific to the product.
Specific to
so
a product.
So I'm thinking a poop or an oozle is good for Marmite.
Right.
But for tomato ketchup, what about a fart of ketchup?
Right.
Yeah?
There's a trend emerging in your made-up words.
Or a pukelet.
A pukelet.
A pukelet of ketchup.
Yep. I think people will get the idea. So text 83XFM with your ideas for what Adam just said.
What I've been saying.
83XFM.
How about a yawn of Bertolli? That kind of thing. There you go. That's the Soppy Surfer. Jack Johnson with Better Together. Adam and Joe here on XFM this Saturday afternoon. And we've got huge amounts of ideas coming in through the...
We've got a very good response. Keep texting 83XFM with your adjectives to describe... I can't explain it, but if you were listening earlier, you'd understand.
Good. Yeah.
What? Just, I can't explain it.
Well, it's... No, you were on the right track.
Adjectives is all I said.
Yeah. Sort of invented adjectives, or at least...
For the application of a product to a product-related surface.
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah? Toast is a product-related surface.
And Joe was saying before...
Marmite is a surface.
While we were playing Jack Johnson, Joe was convinced that splish...
I believe splish might be in the dictionary, but I've been proved wrong. According to the online dictionary...
Yeah.
But maybe in the complete Oxford, splish is there. I was just thinking, if you were reading a novel, you wouldn't really... you wouldn't think that splish was out of place if, say, Stephen King described the rain splishing down.
Absolutely not, but I don't... I think that it's... Not the context for it. An advert for Worcester Sauce is the thing that makes me angry.
You're
about
right.
It.
There are worse, though, and God knows we've had some worse ones texted in.
Yeah, exactly.
Very stupid ones, and some quite rude ones.
Some filthy ones, yeah.
Yeah, mostly filthy, in fact.
I'm not totally surprised about that. So let's see. What are we going to say? Have you got anything to say, Joe?
I've got lots to say, but let's have a record and come back and do some more saying.
Okay.
I'd like to take everybody into the world of Timothy Treadwell in a second.
Treadwell? Who is Treadwell?
I'll take them into the world of Timothy Treadwell in a second. I'm going to tease it.
Well, that's such an obscure tease because we've got no idea who he is. Okay, here's a free play for you right now. This is Supergrass.
At Supergrass with We Still Need More Than Anyone Can Give. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We're going to wrap up our text competition very shortly, so stick with us. But here's some marvellous adverts for you. XFM. There you go. That's the marvellous magic numbers with Love Me Like You. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM this Saturday afternoon. Now, we're going to wrap up our text competition, promise. But not just yet, because we've still got a lot of entries coming in. So in the meantime, I'm going to hand you over to Joe Cornish.
Yes, but, yeah, because it's movie news time, and I'd like to talk about a documentary called Grizzly Man. Have you heard about Grizzly Man, Adam?
I've heard lots about it. Everyone who's seen it says it's amazing.
It is amazing. And if you haven't heard about it, it's made by a very famous German director called Werner Herzog, and he's basically discovered this footage... DV footage, you know, handycam footage, that a man called Timothy Treadwell filmed of himself trying to make friends with a colony of bears in Alaska, I think, in a sort of game reserve. What would you call it? Not a game reserve.
Like a national park.
A national park, yeah. Exactly. So Werner Herzog stumbled upon all this amazing footage that he's filmed on his own with these bears. So when I saw the poster to this film, I thought it was going to be like Grizzly Adams, like a kind of, brutish, bearded, tough guy yeah. out in the wilderness making friends with bears. Couldn't be more wrong. Timothy Treadwell is the softest, sweetest, sort of Michael Jackson-esque person you've ever seen. But yet, it's almost as if he's trying to prove his masculinity by making friends with these bears.
Yeah.
So I'd like to play a few clips. Here's the first clip. And this is Timothy Treadwell, who's basically been on his own. He spends years on his own in this national park, completely alone, nothing but his camcorder for company. So his self-censorship levels kind of drop, you know, after a while. He doesn't think anyone's watching him. And he gets deeply, deeply involved with the nature.
Yeah.
Because there's no people for him to talk to, only animals. So he gets very, very bonded with the animals. And here's him coming across a dead bee. And listen to how moved he is by the fact that this bee has died while he was taking pollen from a flower. Have a listen to this.
This is a bumblebee who expired as it was working at doing the pollen thing on this Alaskan fireweed, and it just is just, it's really touched me to no end. It was doing its duty, it was flying around, working, busy as a bee, and it died right there. It's beautiful, it's sad, it's tragic. I love that bee. Well, the bee moved. Was it just sleeping?
So the bee was just sleeping. But he got so involved in the idea that it might have died on the flower and how beautiful that would be.
Yeah.
That, he almost wanted it to be dead, I think.
He sounds like a fragile man.
I mean, he is a fragile man. Can I play you one more clip? He's so in love with these bears. He loves it. He gets... One of the most amazing things about this film is he gets amazingly close to the bears. He's literally got his camcorder in his left hand and his hand stroking the nose of a massive grizzly bear. And talking
goodness.
To it, kind of like this. And he gives them names like Timmy and Bobo and Sergeant Brown and Quincy. And he commentates on their movements. Oh, Sergeant Brown is attacking Quincy. Sergeant Brown, stop it. Don't do that to Quincy. Stuff like this. So this is what happens when he goes up to a poop, a poo that a bear has just done. And it's a bear he particularly loves. And he loves this poo almost as much as the bear. You might need to give this one some volume. Listen very carefully to how excited a man can get over a bear's poo.
There's your poop. Just came out of her butt. I can feel it. Feel the poop. It's warm. It just came from her butt. This was just inside of her. My girl. I'm touching her. I know it may seem weird that I touched her poop, but it was inside of her. It's her life. It's her. It's her poop. It's Wendy's poop.
It's Wendy's poop.
Wow.
That's an amazing sequence.
So what's the deal, though? Because the guy not well, then?
He's having a sort of a nervous breakdown in the wilderness, and that there's a lot more to it than I'm giving you. I'm just trying to get people to see it.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing.
Well, I haven't heard a bad word about it.
It's really good, but there's so much more to it than I thought there was.
Yeah, because it's partly about Herzog himself, isn't it?
Well, that's a whole other layer of fish cake. Can I play you one last clip?
Yeah, please.
So obviously Treadwell's having a bit of a nervous breakdown, and he might be having a slight sexual identity crisis,
yeah.
A sexual orientation crisis as well. But he does talk about that a bit, because obviously you know, with that those mannerisms and that kind of voice, you might draw conclusions about him. But he puts those conclusions to rest in this little speech that he gives to the camera. Have a listen to this.
I always wished I was gay. It would have been a lot easier. You know, you can just bing, bing, bing. Gay guys have no problem. I mean, they go to restrooms and truck stops and they perform sex. It's like so easy for them and stuff. But you know what? Alas, Timothy Trundle is not gay. Bummer. I'm sure gay people have problems too, but not as much as one goofy straight guy named Timothy Treadwell.
One goofy straight guy. So that's it. That's just to try and get you people out there to go and see Grizzly Man.
Which is on general release.
Yeah, I think so. And if you don't get to see it at the cinema, watch out for it when it comes out on DVD, because it's better than most of the silly Hollywood features out at the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. Okay, let's play some more music. And after this, we really should wrap up our text competition. So if you've got any more entries for that, insane words for products that advertisers might come up with, anything annoying, then let us know. Until then, here is a song. There you go. So, you see, every now and again, listeners, what I like to do is I like to play just a mystery track by accident and then see if anyone out there can show off their musical knowledge by telling us what it is. Because I've got none idea what that track just was. I played it by accident. I'm sorry, I'm a bit sort of confused today. I blame it on the fact that I electrocuted my filling this morning with a spoon. Do you ever do that? Oh, when you get a bit of metal, you know, like tin foil or whatever, on a filling.
It goes. I haven't got any fillings.
Right through you. None fillings.
I've got one, but it's not made of metal.
Oh, right.
It's made of solid...
Genius.
Genius, yes. So let's put this text competition to bed. We've been asking you to come up with new adjectives. Are they adjectives?
Kind of, yeah.
Or are they verbs? Well, I think they're adverbs.
They don't necessarily have to be totally invented. It's just the annoying application of words
yeah,
to...
Yeah, but are they adjectives, verbs, or adverbs?
Well, adverb is describing how something is happening.
Exactly. So they're adverbs.
Oh,
right. So let's go to these texts. Let's start off with Ellie in Wimbledon, who has suggested a fuzz of Parmesan.
A fuzz of Parmesan.
That's so good, I think that might be real. Madam, would you like a fuzz of Parmesan on your spaghetti?
That's good, you see.
That's good, isn't it?
But there's no actual product, though.
Parmesan.
Yeah, I know Parmesan, but Parmesan doesn't come pre-fuzzed.
Any brand.
Does any brand? Oh no, it does come pre-fuzzed in
yeah,
little
yeah, in little powdery tubes. Powdery tubes. How
right.
about Kim from Croydon has come up good. With a thud of custard.
Custard thud, nice.
A custard thud, suggesting the density, the weight, the impact of custard arriving, say, on a jelly.
Yeah. Birds. Birds could use that.
Why? What birds? Oh, I see.
The
birds,
firm.
The custard firm, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, there is The Complete Professionals up for grabs. 57 episodes on DVD worth 150 pounds. That's why we're taking this text competition so seriously. Mark suggests a gurgle of ketchup.
That's nice.
It's nice. It's very simple.
Yeah, well, hey.
Hey,
listen.
Simple ones are often the best.
Absolutely.
How about, this is one of my favourites. For me, this could be the winner.
Yeah.
A chasnay of baby sham.
That's perfect.
Would you like a chasnay of baby sham? How much would a chasnay be? Not very much, probably.
A thimbleful.
Yeah.
Maybe it would just be like wiping it on your face.
That's sent in by Dan Brown, who insists he's not the Dan Brown who invented the Da Vinci Code. Otherwise, he wouldn't be sitting at home calling us. He'd be swimming in money.
Exactly.
Okay, Rob from Pimlico suggests, in a slightly Roland Rivron manner, a scrote of meatballs. I think that's just a bit sordid.
Right, yeah,
he's
yeah,
gone
yeah.
for the balls aspect.
He's gone for the nutties.
Rob, raise your game. You're filthy.
You're filthy, but I like you.
Maxine says a plap of cottage cheese. A plap, P-L-A-P.
That's
a plap.
Perfect.
That's very onomatopoeic,
yeah.
Maxine. Well done.
This is kind of like English class, isn't it?
It is. It's the like, way I'm doing it,
it's
yes.
like when a fun teacher comes in for English class.
A feature, a furniture. Pam has come up with... Pam, what's your second name, Pam? You've been very naughty. Pam has done a leak of lemon juice.
A leak.
On the classroom
That's
floor.
That's perfect.
A leak of lemon juice is good. Oliver in Wapping says a grunt of peanut butter. No, not a grunt, a grunst. That's
grunt.
Just nonsense. A clag of cream from Tony in Wapping. A
very
clag.
Nice, very
That's
nice.
A real word, isn't it? Clag. Is it? Something clags up.
Claggy.
I don't know, it is to
you
me.
Can be claggy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And little Jason. Little Jason? Is he any relation to little, what's his name, from Rock School? Little Billy. Little Timmy. What's that stupid kid from Rock School called? Lovely kid. I love him. With the silly baseball cap. You don't know what I'm talking about, do
I
you?
Do, yeah. He's the guy
Little Timmy, Little Robbie, Little Bobby. What's
he's the
he
hope
called?
Of the band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jason, isn't he?
Little Jason, I don't know. Anyway,
oh, I don't know.
Well, our texter is called Little Jason, and yeah. He suggests, after all that, a sprizzle of mayonnaise.
A sprizzle?
You see, I don't think mayonnaise sprizzles. It's too thick.
That definitely.
Something that sprizzles it, that's a sprinkly drizzle thing. Yeah. Not a, yeah, you see, you got
You see, sprizzle would have been better for Worcester sauce to bring us full
exactly,
circle.
Exactly, come on, little Jason. Back in the class.
You've got something going on there, Jason.
And a numpty of jam. N-U-M-B-T-Y. I don't know even who that's
from. A numpty of jam is good,
I like
that.
Jam. I'll try and find out who that's from. So should we do another record and announce the winner while we deliberate over these?
I think we should wrap it up, man.
Chasnay of Baby Sham.
A Chasnay, yeah. Have we just got the one thing to give away?
Yeah, Dan Brown, there you go. You're going to win the 57 episodes of The Professional. So you better be not the guy that wrote The Da Vinci Code. Otherwise, you could afford those.
But that was a narrow win, because all those entries were excellent.
Yeah, but aren't there two set box sets? We can award someone else with a box set.
Oh, yeah.
Scrot of meatballs, gurgle of ketchup, thud of custard, fuzz of parmesan. Fuzz of parmesan was good.
Fuzz of parmesan
Plap
is
of cottage
nice.
Cheese, Plap leak of lemon juice.
There's so little in it.
Grunts of peanut butter, clag of creams, brizzle of mayo, numpty of jam. Come on, Adam,
let's
quickly
go for the fuzz.
Decide.
The fuzz.
Ellie in Wimbledon. You get that second professional's box set.
That's genius.
Enjoy the shooting, the Matt Kismo, the wife froze. That's a white man's afro. Etc.
The cars.
The
attitudes.
Bras, the stars.
From the 70s.
And the bras again.
That's the yes with the gold lion.
They're still coming in. The apparently people are telling me. What are they telling me? They're collective nouns.
Collective nouns
rather than adverbs. I don't know. I should have listened at school. A beadle of peanuts.
That's true. Yeah, that's a collective noun. Yeah,
a beadle of peanuts.
A beadle of peanuts is quite nice.
That's quite good, isn't it? What? Oh, I see. That's another nasty reference to Jeremy Beadle's hand.
Why?
Well, because that's just...
What's that got to do with holding some peanuts?
Well, I'll tell you when we're off air.
I don't understand that. Yeah. I mean, I do, but what? That doesn't make any sense.
A Winnet of Bovril. That's from Cassie.
A Winslet of Bovril.
Richie on the M25 was responsible for the beadle of peanuts.
Richie, concentrate on driving.
Shocking.
Shocking. Now let's play some adverts and then come back and... maybe we should do...
We're going to do Ditties in the Dock. Hey, I really hope that gospel song about the congestion charge is in this set of adverts. Did you hear that?
What is the... Oh, yeah.
It's just a jubilant... I mean, what better use for gospel music, generally, a type of music that's, you know, born in the church and evolved over hundreds of years, than to tell us about the congestion charge? And I'm sure that'll change Madonna's mind about it.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see if it's in here.
XFM.
Yes, you're listening to Adam and Joe here on XFM London's 104.9. It's the last 15 minutes of our show, and it's time for Ditties in the Dock. This is the part of the show where you, the listeners, get to vote what song we play the show out with, and everybody who gets through onto the air will win a copy of Samurai 7, the anime version of Akira Kurosawa's classic epic feature film, The Seven Samurai. And I can tell you, from the stills on the back of the box, it looks wicked. There's men with long hair who are looking mean, and they've got swords, and there's things on fire, and there's a blonde bloke, and there's people being sliced up, and everything you want. Big spaceships with spiky bits and crows flying around them in the sun. It looks brilliant. 5 copies of those to give away.
But of course, if that's not incentive enough, it would just be nice to chat.
Exactly, to hear from you, our listeners. Okay, so the theme of this week's ditties is... breakbeat classics. So songs that are just samples and drums, yeah? Maybe not even necessarily classics, but breakbeat songs.
Yeah.
Is that right, Adam? Have you brought something in that isn't a breakbeat classic?
Well, no, I was a bit pushed, but I think I've only got one CD that falls under that category.
In your entire collection?
Well, no, that I enjoy, because generally you buy those sort of things and you think, oh, this is going to be fun, and then you sit there and listen to them and you go to sleep and then you never play them again. But this is one that
Do you mean? I don't mean like breakbeat, like loops for DJs.
No,
is that
I know
what I meant.
I know
like drum
what,
patterns.
I know what the breakbeat is.
Hey, by the way, I should also mention that guy on Rock School is called Little Chris.
Little Chris.
Thanks to all the million people who texted that in.
Yeah.
We should talk about that as well, but maybe next week. So I'll get on with my vote for Ditties in the Dock. is called Holy Calamity, and it's by Handsome Boy Modelling School, which is a duo of, everyone knows who they are, Prince Paul and Dan the Automator. And all I can say in, you know, in order to pitch my track, is I'd like to play you the very, very beginning. So this is my pitch. It's called Holy Calamity, and it starts like this.
Holy Calamity, scream insanity! Are you ever going to be another great fan of me?
Oi, 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 oi. I'm going to switch it off now. Thank you. I just wanted to tease them with the talking at the beginning.
Yeah.
So that's it. If you want to hear the rest of that, it's a fantastic song. And if you've ever played Tony Hawk's Underground, it's on there.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So there you go. If you want to hear that, what are they called? The Handsome Boy Modelling School. Call 0871 222 1049. Alternatively,
I've got... I also want to do an aural pitch as well, because I think it's important for these kind of things, because they're sort of anonymous, these tracks, basically, aren't they? It's not like voting for your favourite Bowie song. So this is by DJ Magic Mike. And I don't really know anything about DJ Magic Mike, except that he was on XL Records for a while, and that's the home of a lot of good music. But this was a track from a really good album, actually, that features a lot of very impressive scratching. And it is pretty minimal stuff, but for some reason it manages to hold your attention. Anyway, this is how it begins. Grandmaster!
See? That sounds good.
Sounds pretty good. It's got the sort of Public Enemy thing going on.
So who's that by again?
That's DJ Magic Mike.
So there we go. Call 0871-222-1049 and vote for DJ Magic Mike or Handsome Boy Modelling School. And everyone who gets on the air wins a copy of that marvellous samurai anime DVD, what I was describing earlier.
Call now. Right now, here's some music from Orson. Thank you very much. That was good. That's Orson with No Tomorrow.
Yes, it's time to resolve ditties in the dock. We've got four callers on the line. Now, that gives us a clue, doesn't it?
There's somebody has had a walkover.
Someone's had a... Well, there's three... Must mean it's 3-1, then.
I don't believe that DJ Magic Mike is...
Come on, you never know. Hello, John. Is John there? Hello, John.
Hello.
How are you doing, John?
I'm nursing a moody hangover at the moment.
Really? You sound like quite a powerful man with maybe a high-powered job.
You sound sensible, man. What are you doing listening to this show?
Well, I'm just trying to dumb myself down a little bit, thank you.
Okay, well done. Good. What, John, who are you? What do you do?
I'm a head chef at a golf club.
No.
Yes, really.
Wow. Is that a good place to be?
I don't know any of them will be listening to XFM, but...
No. Do people who play golf appreciate really good food?
I wouldn't know. They appreciate the rubbish that I turn out.
Well, there you go. Done deal.
What's your favourite dish to make?
Good question, Adam.
Thanks.
Which cheese sandwiches?
That's a difficult one. Yeah,
I do them at college. I'm just kind of making it up as I go along.
And do you apply a splish of Worcester sauce?
I certainly do not. Thank you.
Okay, good.
What are you going to be voting for, John? Is it going to be DJ Magic or Handsome Boy Modelling School?
It's got to be Handsome Boy Modelling School.
Do you know the song?
Yeah, it's the best song on the album, I think.
Hey, I agree. There you go. Well, thanks for your vote, and you get that DVD of Samurai 7.
Hello.
They've been kind enough to give us them to give away, so I'm going to repeat it every time someone wins one.
Yeah, fantastic.
Samurai 7, available on DVD now, certificate 15. There you go, John. Thanks for calling.
Thanks very much indeed, John. Yeah, and hope your hangover improves. Heather, are you there?
Hello,
Heather.
Somebody curious.
Hello, Heather.
Do you have a question? Poor Heather. She's made one noise and she's already been eviscerated. Well, not eviscerated, but
not quite,
sort of
no.
Mocked with absolutely no information.
Not mocked?
You did the same last week.
Oh, did you call last week?
I did. I had the flu last week.
Yeah, there you go. And did you win something? Did you get your prize?
I did, but I haven't
received
it yet.
Oh, I see. So you got it, but you didn't get it.
Yes.
So you're not phoning in to vote, you're just phoning in to complain.
Where is my prize?
Fair enough.
So, Heather, what's it going to be then? Is it going to be DJ Magic or,
Magic Mike.
DJ Magic Mike.
That's why, that's why people aren't voting for it.
Or Handsome Boy Modelling School.
Well, I know the Handsome Boy Modelling School track, so I thought I'd vote for DJ Magic Mike.
Oh, very adventurous.
Yeah. Mm.
That says something about you, Heather.
Yes.
Yeah? What does it say about me?
It just says you like to try something different.
And that's something a little bit sexy.
Spicy.
Spicy.
Hey, thanks for calling, Heather, and call back next week, and we'll say more idiotic things about you,
make more
even though
noises.
We don't know anything about you.
Yes.
I'll look forward to it.
Have a lovely week.
Have a good week.
And enjoy Samurai 7 on DVD, the greatest release of the way. You know what? It's only volume one as well, so, you know, there could be a whole year's worth of Samurai DVDs for you.
Brilliant.
If you buy them yourself. Thanks for calling. Dan. We've got Dan.
Dan, presumably this isn't Dan the Automator.
Voting for himself.
How are you doing, Dan?
Not too bad. Yourselves?
Yeah, not bad. Bit shambolic this week. We always say that, though, and then we say, next week will be better, and then we're just shambolic again.
What are you up to, Dan? You're on your mobile phone, aren't you?
I am. Can you tell?
Yeah, I can tell. Where, what are you doing? Are you maybe operating some heavy machinery?
Like Tom Cruise in War of the Worlds.
Just driving back from watching the football, unfortunately.
Was there some wicked goals?
Was it a good match?
It was okay.
Who done the best kick?
Who done the goals?
Who done the goals?
What is the footballers when they do the goals?
How round was the ball?
Was it wicked? Did you cheer and go, oh yes, oh, kick it in the goal? Did you do that at all?
No, but I'll be doing that tomorrow when my team plays.
Will you? Tomorrow, go, my team is good, yours is bad, la, la, la. Don't do that.
You'll get kicked in.
So what are you voting for, Dan?
Handsome Boy Modelling School.
Oh, good choice. Have you played Tony Hawk's Underground on the... What?
Of course.
You have, yeah. It's a good track. I love it when that one kicks in. Well voted. So that's 2-1 to Joe Cornish.
Cheers, Dan. Thanks very much for your call. Listen, you said earlier on that we only had 4 callers. So it's sort of foregone now, isn't it?
Yeah, but not all of us can get our brains around that kind of maths. Yeah, so for the stupider people listening and presenting, we'll just carry on as if we don't know.
All right.
So, what's this? Oliver? Olivier? Olivio?
Oliver.
So do you think someone's named a baby Olivio yet, after the spread?
And then changed its name to Bertolli.
Yeah, his middle name. Olivio Bertolli.
When he's 5.
The least sophisticated Italian in the world. Olivio, are you there?
Oliver.
Olivio, hello? Oliver?
He's hung up in bored disgust.
Has he hung up? Speak, Oliver.
Line 2.
Oh, he's on line 2. Oh, that'll be why.
Hello.
Oliver, hey. There you go. Sorry about that. Adam's having some problems with the faders today.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
What are your headlines, Oliver? What's happening in your life? Have you got any problems we can help you with?
Well, I one of my best mates is called Timothy Treadwell, so that was freaky having you talk about him.
Did you enjoy those clips?
Well, the guy sounds mad.
He is, and are you going to go and see that film?
Well, I might do, yeah.
You will not regret it. I swear you should go and see that. Put more money into the coffers of Werner Herzog, who has the most extraordinary voiceover voice in documentaries.
I hate nature. The murder of the bees.
That's the kind of thing.
If you listen next week, I'm going to play some Werner Herzog clips and see if Adam can do a good Herzog impression. Mm. But anyway,
it sounds like a cheap Arnie impression.
It is. It's a combination of Mark Cousins, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Tom Paulin. Mix them together, and you get Werner Herzog.
All the most enjoyable people to
but
speak.
Who are you voting for, Olivia?
Handsome Boy Modelling School.
Walkover.
There you go. Well, there you go. And you get your Samurai 7 DVD as well. Do you like animated slicing?
That's why I'm phoning up.
Hey, there you go. Well, you'll be a very happy man.
Oliver, thanks a lot for your call.
And here's some other exciting news. As part of the special features on that DVD, there is the original trailer.
Oh, I love the original trailer.
Yeah, so that's a little cherry on the cake.
Brilliant.
And what's more, if you look a bit deeper in the extras, there are some character profiles.
Oh,
probably text.
Stills?
No, probably just writing.
Stills?
Yeah. So there's a little something to get you all steamed up.
I'd love to. You should have a party, man, and just play the original trailers.
Really? I'd like to have a party and just play the text information from DVDs.
Or, what is it, cast and character profiles.
Yeah, I love it when you press an extra and it's just some text. So listen, thanks everybody for voting for my one, Handsome Boy Modelling School. It's very good.
We're going to hear it right now, but can I just say that DJ Magic Mike, well worth a listen if you're into this kind of thing.
The listeners have spoken.
He's a musical genius.
It's rubbish.
Listen, we'll be back next week with a superb show.
Superb.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah. Take care. We love you. Bye.
Goodbye. Holy calamity. Scream insanity. Are you ever going to be another great fan of me?